This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better. They've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. As part of my work process, I take giant amounts of notes, and I am constantly copying passages from books that I read. It's a lot of work, but it's also one of my favorite things to do. Oddly, I'll often take notes or copy passages where the meaning isn't clear to me. Sometimes it takes me years, if ever, to understand the meaning of something that I knew was significant, but I didn't know why. And then when I grasp it, it is so thrilling. Nothing makes me happier. This kind of epiphany happened to me once when I was in London, where I visited the beautiful Wallace Collection. Now, to set the scene for this epiphany, years before, I'd read a fascinating book called The Conversations, Walter Murch and the Art of Editing Film by Michael Ondaatje, and I copied down a passage from Francis Ford Coppola's notes for the script of the excellent movie The Conversation. Now, The Conversation is a movie about the surveillance expert Harry Call, who is played by Gene Hackman, who is hired by a mysterious client to tail a young couple to try to record their conversations. In his notes, Coppola wrote, "The opening might be built out of fragments of various conversations, so that when we first meet the two young people, they seem like just another conversation, until we see that the microphone is trained on them. They are important only because someone is listening. Something becomes important because someone is paying special attention." Now, I never really quite understood why this passage struck such a chord with me and why I bothered to copy out the quotation until I saw Poussin's painting, Dance to the Music of Time, hanging on the wall in the Wallace Collection. Now, why? Okay, so more backstory. This painting is used in the exceptionally gorgeous design of Anthony Pohl's novels in the 4-volume A Dance to the Music of Time. Because I know these books well and admire these volumes every time I spot them in the bookstore, I assumed that the painting was quite important and famous. However, the Wallace Collection didn't make mention that I saw of the fact that this painting was in their collection, and it was almost by accident that I spotted the painting at all. It was just one painting on a wall with many paintings. Because of those books, I'd found the painting beautiful and important. Because someone put it in the spotlight. Because I saw it over and over and took the time to look at it closely and to think about its meaning. If I'd just been wandering through the museum's rooms, glancing at the paintings, I doubt I would have given the painting a second thought. But when my attention was fixed on it, I learned to appreciate it. I think of this, too, when I look at old class photos of my children. In a way, the children look all alike, and these photos look exactly the way my own class photos look from the same age, though of course the clothes are different. And yet, these are all individuals. Some faces I recognize, some are precious to me because I know them. My epiphany is that it's our listening that makes a conversation important. It's our vision that makes a masterpiece. It's our love that makes a face stand out from the crowd. They are important only because someone is listening. Have you ever had an experience like this when your attention transformed an object into something dazzling? I love anything that makes me notice. If you'd like to see pictures that I took of that painting or links to the movie or books, I'll include them in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.